Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, May 12th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, we are coming off a win. Yes, you heard that right. The Marlins got a win against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Their first win against the Diamondbacks this entire year. It took them six games to get one win. And it was an insane one to see Miami face off against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The pitching matchup featured Sandy Alcantara going off against Merrill Kelly. Both pitchers have had really great years so far this season. Sandy came in with an ERA in the threes, and Merrill Kelly had an ERA in the ones. Both really great pitchers, both all-star caliber pitchers performing this season for both teams. And this is a really great game to watch so far. In that game, you know, starting off for Miami, we had a Joey Wendell home run. Joey Wendell has just played so great so far this season. His average is over three. He's hitting home runs, he's getting hits, he's driving in runs. Joey Wendell, looking back in that trade, right now it looks like a win for Miami. It's really different when you're trading a veteran MLB player for a prospect, but this has been really great for Miami. Joey Wendell is exactly what they needed on this team.
Joey Wendell with a fly ball, deep right field, down the line, and they will cash in for two. How do you like that? Joey Wendell, a two-run home run in the first inning.
And then, you know, that also brought in Garrett Cooper, and Miami had a 2-0 lead heading into the second inning. And in the second, Miami scored again. You might be wondering who with it. Well, it's Jacob Stallings. Jacob Stallings hit a single to his left center field, scoring in Jesus Sanchez. And with that, Miami's up 3-0. And then Miami did give up a home run to Alec Thomas, the top prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Alec Thomas has just been insane. At the plate, he looks so good. He, you know, he's showing you why he's the top prospect for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he has just been great. That's a guy who's going to be so good for the D-backs in the future, long term. The Diamondbacks have a really great one in Thomas, and he's going to be one to watch for years to come, and this is just the beginning for him. And then later on, Miami, when you go and you head to the eighth inning, we're up. They're winning 3-1, looking like a win for Miami. Even though you lost the series, you lose the first two games, but you need a win. You need that win coming back to Miami, facing the Brewers, celebrating the 1997 team. And looking at that eighth inning, what happened? Arizona hit a two-run homer. Steven Okert gave up a two-run homer to Jordan Luplo, who has just been insane against Miami. He has hit so well. I would say a Marlins killer for Miami, especially at that moment. And it was tied 3-3. And then going into the ninth inning, you thought, I definitely thought, Miami was just going to lose the game. Giving up a win, giving up a lead in Arizona, away, not playing hot, have not played well in weeks. And then you give up the lead to Jordan Luplo in the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it looked like it was going to be a loss for Miami. But not yet. It was not going to happen for Miami. We get to the top of the ninth inning. Who else but Jacob Stallings? Another single, another RBI, and then Miami scored. Jesus Sanchez scored, and then that's a run. And the next thing you know, a three-run homer from who else? Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Would love to add on another run right here. And they might. Jazz out toward left center. And it's gone! A three-run home run for Jazz on a line drive to left center field.
Broke the floodgates open for Miami. And then who else? Another one. Another single scored Gerrit Cooper. Eric Gonzalez. Yes, the newly acquired Eric Gonzalez brought up to play for Miami. Might not know a lot about him, but he has really great at bats so far when he has played, really giving the pitchers a lot of pitches to throw at him. And it was really great to see Eric Gonzalez single and then score Gerrit Cooper. And then the last run for Miami was a three-run homer by, you might have guessed it, Avi Garcia. Avi Garcia is hitting. He is hitting, and he's hitting home runs, and it is beautiful. Avi Garcia hitting home runs is just amazing. He had two hits. He had a home run, three RBIs, brought his average up to 204, which you might be wondering, it's not really something to be happy of, but the way Avi Garcia has been playing as of late, to see him going over 200, to see him have a little, now he has a hit streak. He's been hitting since May 6th. He's gone, I believe, now that's five games. But it's really great to see from Avi Garcia get a nice hit streak and just slowly increasing that average where he should have it around 250, 260 later in the season. But that's really great to see from Avi Garcia. And it was really great to see Miami just score these runs, get out of clutch, get in clutch moments, score runs, and just secure the win. But I'll be remiss if I didn't talk about Sandy Alcantara, who had pitched seven innings, only gave up one earned run, two hits, walked three batters, but struck out six. Sandy, it is sad that you don't see him get the win. He did not get the win this game. Goes to Anthony Bass. But Sandy has just been incredible. He has been such a great pitcher for Miami. He is worth all the money and more that the Marlins gave him. And he showed a lot of great stuff in this game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this is really great for Miami. This is a really big win. Scoring 11 runs in 15 hits. They scored 8 runs in one inning, in the ninth inning. That is incredible. It was not a one-run game. No way at all. And this is momentum that Miami needs scoring against Milwaukee and celebrating the 97 team. They need to win these games. They need to win the series against Milwaukee because they are going up against Corbin Burns. They are going up against Brandon Woodruff, and they're going up against Eric Lauer. All great pitchers, all Corbin Burns, Cy Young, reigning Cy Young champion, Brandon Woodruff, all-star pitcher, Eric Lauer, ERA in the ones. He has been great. It's going to be hard to go up against this, and Christian Yelich just hit for the cycle. So they're coming in, also scoring runs, because I believe they had they also scored 11 runs against the Reds. They lost that game, but they're coming with the bat swinging, and they're coming from Miami. But for the Marlins, this was a big win against the Diamondbacks. Miami needed this momentum to come in and face the Brewers, and this is a great win for Miami. But that does it all for me. Make sure, like, share, and subscribe to whoever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always, always go fish.